He mentioned Revelation 1:1, and the very first thing he did was he talked about here where it says servants. And he made those servants born-again Christians. Can somebody tell me if these people in the Old Testament, David, Solomon, were they servants of God? Of course they were. If you take a word and you twist it to mean something else, you can teach anything you want to. All night, he has taken different words out of every one of these verses that he's used on his, and he's changed the words and said they're Christian, they're saved, they're born again, and consistently twisted the text, consistently, and then accused me of that very thing. I've never taken anything out of context. I've given you the context in every single one of these and told you who they were. Just like where it said Paul might be a castaway. The context was he one being put on the shelf that he became all things to all men that he might by some means or by all means win some. Now, if the building is what it's talking about, is converts, then the building must fall an awful lot. Because in his theology, they go out, they come in, there's nothing standing. It's something about works, it's something about the works of a Christian. It says if your works be burned up, what are works? Is it just soul winning? Is it just lost people? More than... If you ain't got it by now, you're not going to get it, pretty much. This right here shows that a man has to endure to the end. Somebody has to endure to the end. He never did a thing with Christ holding you fast and confirming you until the end. Because he can't explain it. He never did anything with 1 John 3:9. And he cannot stand. Explain that to me. Unless you're going to take it out of the Bible and go say that the Bible is not right. He already told you at the front of this that he believes that the Bible is the Word of God, that it's inspired, that it's God's Word. He already told you that. And yet, he's telling you over here that where this says that somebody has to hold fast to the end, and here where it says Christ holds you fast to the end, there's no contradiction there unless you do some rightly dividing and you have to say that these people are in a different dispensation. He believes these are in a different dispensation because he won't sacrifice animals and he won't live under the Old Testament law. He don't practice the Sabbath. These people don't do that. They're in a different dispensation. Now, if you ain't got it by now, you're not going to get it. If you don't understand spiritual circumcision, you're not going to get it. Now that is a huge doctrine that I have tried to cover in a very short period of time. And that's why I gave everybody the handout. I want you to go home, I want you to study it, I want you to pray about it, and I want you to see what the Lord Jesus Christ would have you to believe about it. But if Jesus Christ is not enough, and that's why I asked him about it, Jesus Christ said it is finished. Did he mean that he was just going to give you a spiritual boost? No, he did not. That's why he died and took your sins and went to hell with them. To give you forgiveness for that sin. The Bible says that his soul was not left into hell. He took your sins down there. Now the Bible says that by grace he is saved through faith, not of yourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you add anything to the gospel of Christ, according to Galatians 2, be that works, baptism, church membership, whatever you want to add to it, the Bible says that you are accursed. And according to 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, it says, "For I delivered unto you the gospel." That's verse 1. Second verse, "By which ye are saved." Verse 2. Verse 3. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." You must be born again. If you don't get anything else out of this, get that out of it. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. He wants to see you born again. And you need to get born again, Pat. Jesus loves you. He died for you. You need to get born again. Amen.